Last week, Brisbane held its 35th Pride, with glitter and music celebrating and acknowledging the LGBTIQ plus community. The Queensland Human Rights Commission was part of the event and says while protecting the queer community across Australia is good, more needs to be done. The Wire's Eduardo Jordan attended the event and spoke to Manager of Engagement at Queensland Human Rights Commission, Claudia Diaz-Amayo.
Well, Pride is always a celebration, right? And Pride, I think it's about the strength of the community, the resilience of the community. The last couple of years have been especially hard. The narratives internationally and locally have been quite damaging, especially for trans people. So I think it's about remembering, you know, why the community is strong, remembering why trans people have been here for so many years and, you know, always existed. So we are here standing up with them. We're standing up as allies and we are supporting on anything we can to the LGBTIQ plus communities.
So in terms of advocacy or, you know, the policy that you're implementing, what's the Queensland Human Rights Commission advocating for to protect, I guess, LGBTIQ plus Queenslanders or having in a better safe space?
So we have two different pieces of legislation that protects people. So in the Queensland Human Rights Act protects people from adversarial decisions that government departments could take that will affect the rights of people. This includes, of course, people from the community, LGBTIQ plus communities. And in the Anti-Discrimination Act, we have a whole lot of protections that are also about minimizing the chances for discrimination against people on the basis of sex, gender identity, sex characteristics. So there's a whole lot of areas where intersect with the LGBTIQ plus community, and we use those acts to protect them. People can make complaints to us if they are discriminated on basis of any of those areas. That's what we do with the acts. In terms of our obligations as commission, we have obligations to promote and discuss the rights of people.
So how is the Queensland Human Rights Commission see the performance, I'm guessing, of the Queensland government in terms of on human rights at this moment?
State-wise, I guess it has been a challenging time for people, especially trans people, because the discussions and the narratives are not very supportive of their identities. We hope that government at all levels take into account the human rights of people. So we hope that they are open to listen. We hope that they enable that conversation with the community, because at the end of the day, they are representatives of the community, and the community, you know, needs to be heard. So we think that there's a space for improvement, and we will be supporting the government to have better connection with community and better understanding of the human rights of people.
Now, my last question, there's been a lot of controversy as well with an Australian Human Rights Act.
Yeah.
That it's been first, okay, we'll go ahead and then not and blah, blah, blah. This is just a political thing. How will this act, in case of being implemented, improve the lives of Australians and Queenslanders in terms of human rights?
Oh my God. The Federal Human Rights Act could fill up all those gaps that at the moment we are not able to protect. So for example, some policies fill within spaces of federal government where we have, within our limitations of the Queensland Human Rights Act, we cannot go any farther. So that's all we have. And every state has just their own acts. But what happens with all these big, you know, federal organizations? So in the case of aged care, for example, aged care, a lot of that funding, and they are under federal government. So all those policies and all the legislation that is created on that space is not overseen by the framework of human rights.
Claudia Diaz-Amayo from the Queensland Human Rights Commission there, speaking with The Wire's Eduardo Jordan.